Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lightning fans, you found the right show for everything you need to know about your favorite team in the NHL. It's the Lightning Insider Podcast with Erik Erlandson. Get ready for insight, historical perspective, interviews, and breaking news that comes from a reporter insider who's got near 20 years on the tip of a Lightning beat. Now for the latest with the Lightning, here's Erik.
Hello again, welcome back to LightningInsider.com, the podcast version. Erik Erlandson here from LightningInsider.com. That's where my written work is. That's where you get more insight, some more analysis, and obviously some comments from inside the locker room. That's LightningInsider.com. You're not a subscriber yet. I invite you to check it out. Go to the website. First thing you see is how to sign up, and I'm going to give you a code, podcast, for $10 off the first year of a recurring annual subscription. That's podcast. When you go to put in your payment information, put that in the coupon code, and it'll give you $10 off the first year of an annual subscription, because we are getting close to the playoffs, and you're going to want to be actively involved in what is going on with this team. And you got no more experienced coverage than I can provide, having been around this team, this franchise, for almost a quarter century at this point. For those of you who are not familiar with my work on a grand scheme of things throughout my career. So again, podcast is the code. LightningInsider.com is the website. And the Tampa Bay Lightning knock off the Washington Capitals by a score of 5-1 on Thursday night. They've now won back-to-back games, first time since they won three straight against New Jersey, and Montreal earlier in the month. And you know, it's another game where results are the key, right? Results are everything, not everything, but results are what you want to look for. We're not to the result-only part of the schedule at this point. But, you know, results are, they're not secondary, but they're like 1A. 1A and 1B here. I would put results at 1B because if you've been listening, if you've been following, if you've been reading my work, you know, there's so much that has gone on with this team over the past month, and certainly it has led to plenty of dissection and concern and panic buttons hit and everything else because of how they played in the middle of March. And, you know, now you see the three games in a row now that they've put together in terms of the way they've played, you know, the process. You heard Steven Stamkos after the game in Carolina talk about process over outcome. It's a phrase, if you've been following the Lightning at all for the past couple of years, you're probably well tuned into at this point, because usually when the process is in line, the results will follow more often than not. You're not going to win every game doing that, but you are going to put yourself in a better position to win games when you play in the right manner. And the one thing we've seen for sure in the last three games is the manner in which they've played. There's a much more attention to detail. So why, if you've been listening to me the last month or so as they went through that tough stretch, especially with the 19 games in 33 days, it was the mental focus, right? The mistakes were mental mistakes. It was not being aware of who's behind you, not putting your head on a swivel and see where the danger is coming from away from the puck, and paying attention to the back door, and all those other things that this team has you know, found success with over the past few seasons, especially in the postseason. And you're just starting to see that part return. And was it the couple of days off? Finally, right? They had 2 days off between games after the loss in Boston, and then follow that up with a victory in Carolina on Tuesday night. 2 days off. It's the first time they've had two consecutive games two consecutive days off, going all the way back to February when they played in Vegas. Boy, how long ago does that feel? And then they came, turn around and played Anaheim on a Tuesday night. And so, like, that was 2 days off between games, but it was really only 1.5 because you come back from Vegas. You're not landing until 6 o'clock in the morning. So your body clock is off a little bit. So it's really just maybe a day and a half off, if you will. But that's, so they had those two games, 2 days off between the Boston game and the Carolina game to catch some rest, just catch some recovery, right? It's that time of year where recovery and rest are hard to find, especially when you're in this schedule. So was it a little bit of a chance to kind of refresh? Maybe. A little chance to kind of reset? Maybe. Or do they get to the point where they said, you know what, this is enough? They've got some great leaders in that room. They've got some star players in that room. They got a ton of championship experience. And I think they just got to a point where they said, all right, enough is enough. Let's go. Right? 7 games left in the season heading into tonight. 6 now left on the year. And I think what we saw tonight in the game against Washington is kind of it's another step forward in how we're used to watching them play, right? It's how we're used to watching this team play, because physically they were engaged. They were holding the blue line probably a lot better in this one. The mistakes were cut to a minimum. Couple here and there. Again, it is a game of mistakes. And just attention to defense. You know, it was a couple weeks ago, probably more than a couple at this point, but the game against Pittsburgh, where they ended up losing, I think that was a game they lost in overtime, where John Cooper came out and said two phrases that stood out to me at that time. The first was the old Lightning mentality returned. And what he meant by that was that guys were over-concerned with garnering their points. Got to add the offense. Got to get the offense going. Got to add my name to the score sheet. That's what he was talking about. Right? And when you're thinking too much about offense, that means you're not thinking about defense. And the other phrase he used after that game was, you have to check your way into scoring chances. And checking your way into scoring chances basically comes down to, sometimes a good offense comes from good defense. So that's what he's kind of talking about there. That's what he's referencing. It's something the team has done well in the playoffs. And when you have a defend first mentality and you have number 88 behind you, it's a pretty good formula that this team has found success with over the past 3 years. Because they have the game breaker. So you've heard me talk about it, and I think I talked about it after Tuesday's game. Patience, patience, patience. As long as you're patient and you let the game come to you and you don't force things to happen, that's when this team is at their best. We certainly saw it, I think, a lot in the Boston game. And it had to be because they had to kill so many penalties in the opening 12 minutes of the game. You saw it against Carolina. And you saw it again against Washington. I mean, the first Pat Maroon goal that made it 3-1 in the third period came from good defense. Right? Anthony Cirelli reads the play, pokes the puck away from the defenseman, and gets up ice and creates it all. I mean, Pat Maroon gets to the right spot, but that goal is all Anthony Cirelli, which came from a defensive mentality.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Don't be left out. Make sure you subscribe to the Lightning Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else where podcasts are found. Now, here again is Aaron.
And Anthony Cirelli is one of the best at that. His anticipation is as good as anybody in the league when it comes to reading those type of plays from a defensive standpoint. He's so smart. So, defend, check, win the puck, transition, let's go the other way. When you have Steven Stamkos, when you have Braden Point, when you have Nikita Kucherov, you have game breakers that can make a difference on the scoreboard. But you can't cheat the game. And I think that's what sort of the understanding was of this team. And the other part is, too, you know, I've had a lot of people, or some people anyway, you know, start to talk about Tanner Janot. And it's a lot of similarities between what people are saying about Tanner Janot and what they said about Brandon Hagel last year. And you can't judge a player off of 3 weeks. Would you like to see more? Yes. Did Tampa Bay give up a lot to bring him in? Yeah. So you're trying to equate the cost with the results, right? And I guess there's causation or, you know, whatever equation you need to come up with to kind of, you know, look at it from that standpoint. But even a guy like Tanner Janot, you know, you see a little bit of what he can do tonight. He was physical. He laid a couple of really big hits. He had one in particular on Nick Jensen right inside the blue line. And what did you see a little bit later in the game? You saw Janot bearing down on Jensen along the end boards, looking to forecheck and deliver a hit. And Jensen said, you know what, I'm good. Kind of sidestepped the puck. And, you know, those kind of things can make a difference in a playoff series. As Jay Retcher told me, maybe it's a business decision by Nick Jensen. You know, the Caps are all but out of the playoffs. You know, so maybe you want to do that, maybe in the postseason. But either way, if a player wants to stand in there, a defenseman in particular, because the D takes so much more punishment physically in the playoffs, if a player wants to stand along the boards and absorb that hit, it at some point it's going to have an effect. So, yeah, you want to see Tanner Janot get on the score sheets. He's come close. He had a couple of really good looks in Carolina. He had a couple of good looks again tonight against Washington. He just hasn't found the back of the net yet, but he's sniffing. He's sniffing around the net. And that kind of gives him a little bit of a confidence level, you know, that makes him feel probably a little bit better about his game. And once he starts feeling better about his game and more comfortable, you know, playing in a new surrounding with new teammates, you know, then you'll get probably a bit of a different player in terms of what he's going to do. But, you know, you saw some of what the Lightning scouts saw in him on display tonight, even though he didn't hit the score sheet. He finished with 6 hits. So those are the things that you're starting to see come out here with the team in these past few games. We'll see what happens on Saturday as they host the New York Islanders, who come in here trying to secure a playoff spot. The Caps are out of it, but the Caps played hard. You know, they had some spurts in the second period when Tampa Bay started to kind of get into a, you know, pass-first mentality and skate their way out of scoring chances situation. So you saw a little bit of that in the second period, but, you know, the Caps pushed. At a third period power play when it was still, I don't know if it was 3-1 or 2-1, that, you know, Andrei Vasilevskiy came up with a couple of 10-bellers. You know, so they had some spurts, and we'll see what the Islanders bring. You know that those games against the Islanders are always kind of hard-fought, low-scoring affairs, especially with Ilya Sorokin in net for New York these days. you know, they and look, the Islanders have played very well without Matt Barzal, but we'll get into that here in a little bit. You know, you've seen, you hear the past couple of games too, I've brought up the defensive pairings and how we've seen a lot of rotation and a lot of guys in and out of the lineup. I think maybe tonight, still six games to go, but maybe tonight we saw the six that'll start the playoffs. I think, I just a feel that I have, where you had Hedman with Perbix, you had Sergachev with Radish, and you had Cole with Chernak. Chernak plus four, Ian Cole plus three in the game. Chernak got an empty netter as well. I think that's the six D we're probably going to see once we get to the start of game one. But now you're starting to see here in the last couple of games some different line combinations. Obviously, Stamkos, Kucherov, Point has been together plenty. But you're seeing Nick Paul with Brandon Hagel and Ross Colton. That's a different combination we haven't seen too often. And you're seeing Anthony Cirelli with Alex Killorn and Pat Maroon, which they might have been the team's best line tonight at both ends of the ice. Cirelli had two assists. Pat Maroon had two goals. Killorn had a goal and an assist. The goal did come on the power play. But they might have been the most effective line tonight up and down the ice, both ends. So now, you know, you've planted a seed, if nothing else. Okay, if we have to go to this line, what can they do? I think Paul, Colton, and Hagel, they were around the puck early in the game. Didn't notice them as much as the game went on. But I also think, you know, Belmar with Perry and Janot worked well too. I mean, they had the puck. They cycled down low, physical. You know, we'll see what this means for Mikey Esamont moving forward, but it's now two games in a row. He sat out. Let's see what happens on Saturday, what the lineup looks like. But the line combinations here are interesting to me in how they're kind of going about putting them together and what it might mean, again, coming towards the postseason. Because, you know, once you get to the playoffs, their matchups are a big thing. Matchups are huge in the playoffs, because the coaching staff will put together what they think are going to be the best combinations, especially home versus road, home where you control the matchups a little bit more. Okay, we want to match this line against this line and line B against their line C or whatever it happens to be. And then you make adjustments if things don't work. And if things don't work, well, now you've moved some chess pieces around a little bit to get an understanding of where things look, where they're at on the board. In this case, a sheet of ice. So watching that kind of play out here over the last couple of games will be interesting kind of moving forward here in the last six. And again, the last six on the schedule are the Islanders, the Rangers, the Islanders, Ottawa, Toronto, and Detroit. Those are your final six games of the regular season. So two matchups with the Islanders, one with the Rangers. There's three games against playoff teams right there. Toronto, of course, first round matchup. It's going to happen. So I wonder how much we're going to see line combinations kind of moved around here a little bit. And, you know, you do wonder, you know, when they acquired Esamont, where he fits in. We've seen him play wing. We've seen him play center. You know, you have to think that they're hoping that he wants to stick around here, right? Because he can be a Group 6 free agent at the end of the year. And a Group 6 free agent basically means he won't hit enough NHL games played, so he can opt to be a Group 6 unrestricted free agent at the end of the season. So even though he's listed as a restricted free agent, he's most likely going to be a UFA. Because I think they have him in mind, which is why they went out and acquired him, as somebody who can fit, you know, in a bottom line role with energy and, you know, can play wing or center. But what does that mean for this year? What does that mean for the postseason? Started off with a bang, made a really good first impression, really like his speed, like his tenacity, everything that he brings to the table. But Pierre-Édouard Bellemare has played well the last couple of games. He had a key faceoff win that led to Steven Stamkos' goal with 2.8 seconds left in the end of the first period. And then the last thing I want to touch on, which is kind of key in everything I started off talking about in terms of, you know, defending first. You know, they've allowed 3 goals in the past 3 games, 2 at even strength. One was on the power play as they had to kill off, again, 6 power plays in the opening 14 minutes of the game against the Bruins on Saturday. So they only gave up 1 even strength goal in that game, shut out the Hurricanes, and only give up 1 tonight. And the one they gave up tonight was kind of a fluke play. A shot from Kuznetsov hits the end boards, and Craig Smith comes behind the net, picks it up, and banks it off of Andre Vasilevsky's skate as he kind of lost sight of it behind him a little bit and didn't quite get the post covered down low. So that wasn't even a goal against the run of play. Now, he made a couple of 10-bell saves on the power play, but they didn't give up a ton. The only time they really gave up, you know, especially a 5-on-5 chances, was in the middle part of the second period when they started to try and pass their way into the net and not, you know, put the puck on net enough, and, you know, they would turn around and go the other way, and the Capitals would, you know, get a chance out of it. But for the most part, they defended well, and that's how you end up now allowing just, you know, 3 goals in the past 2 games and only 2 of them at even strength. So, again, signs of moving in the right direction. Hopefully it's calm waters around everybody as they have really churned up over the past number of weeks. And we'll see if they can carry it into Saturday against the Islanders. Again, the Islanders are a team really fighting for their playoffs. They have an upper hand. You know, they won the last couple of games. They beat the Capitals in a shootout Wednesday night. Again, everybody thought that maybe their season might be done when Matthew Barzal, who's, you know, easily their most skilled offensive player, went out with an injury. He still hasn't returned, but they've played quite well without him. You know, even Bo Horvat, who, you know, they were kind of the first team to make a splash ahead of the trade deadline by acquiring Horvat from Vancouver. And he's been okay. He hasn't lit it up like they had hoped. But that just tells you that the Islanders, once again, even though they changed coaches from Barry Trotz to Lane Lambert, they still have the same mentality and the same style of play, where it's tight checking, low scoring, rely on goaltender, and try and counterattack. So that's what the Islanders bring on Saturday night. The Lightning's magic number, by the way, is 2 points. Only 2 points now. Cannot clinch on Friday. They cannot clinch on Friday. Even though the Sabres play, the Panthers do not. So the soonest, earliest they can clinch now would be on Saturday night. And again, the magic number is any combination of points gained by Tampa Bay and or lost by Florida or Buffalo. And the reason that if Buffalo loses in regulation on Friday doesn't mean they clinch, because it all comes down to both the Panthers, who beat Montreal on Thursday, and Buffalo can still get to 95 points, right? The Lightning currently have 94. So in theory, if the Lightning lose their final 6 games and either Buffalo or Florida win out, then they would be caught. So that's where your magic number comes from. That's where, that's why it can't be clinched, because even if Buffalo loses, Florida can still get to 95. So again, no clinching scenario on Friday. Next opportunity to clinch will come on Saturday. So I ask you this, Lightning fans, before I sign off. You feel a little bit better? Do you feel like things are improving enough for you to feel better about them? Or are you still not not thinking about it? Are you still not in a position to where you don't feel comfortable with how they're playing? I just ask because, you know, all the talk and the concern and everything else, I mean, has it gone away or are you still concerned? That's just what I want to know. All right, we'll talk again on Saturday. Again, don't forget, me and the Chief Bobby Taylor are out at Cigar City Brewing Tap Room 1 hour before the game. We're on the air at 6. I'm usually upstairs by 5:30. In case anybody wants to come by and say hello or, you know, say hi to Chief or anything like that, that's where we are located there. That's airs on the Strike 102.5 HD Channel 2 or on Lightning Radio 24/7. You can find that in the Lightning app. So again, we'll be on the air at 6 for that one. And if I don't hear you, if you don't hear me there, you can hear me here. And as always, thanks for listening. We'll talk soon.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.